Let's see if my sermon notes are here. Otherwise, I'll have to make it up. Anybody seen my sermon notes? Wait a minute, what's this? Here they are. How'd they get there? All right, here we go. Isn't this wonderful? Everyone has done such a great job. Let's hear it for everyone. Here we go. Very good. Excellent. We, during Advent, have been looking at justice, and we've looked at race, and we've looked at hunger. And today, I just want to take a few minutes, not as long as usual, unless, of course, you egg me on, then I'll keep going. But nonetheless, I want to look at repentance today. So repentance today and reconciliation next week. And let me just read a section of one of the readings we already heard, Jeremiah 31, 31 to 34. You can find it if you want, but it might take you a while to find it in today's bulletin. This is the translation that Eugene Peterson gave in called The Message. This is the brand new covenant that I will make with Israel when the time comes. I will put my law within them, write it on their hearts, and be their God, and they will be my people. They will no longer go around setting up schools to teach each other about God. They will know me firsthand, the dull and the bright, the smart and the slow. I'll wipe the slate clean for each of them. I'll forget they ever sinned. I just find that to be very helpful in a lot of ways. Every translation is helpful, but this is helpful here. And as we look at repentance during Advent, during today, it flows out of these ideas here in this scripture. So the question comes up, I think, perhaps right away, is what does repentance have to do with justice? Well, let me just give you a few ideas about that. See, the first thing is, what is repentance? And repentance is changing your mind so that you think like Jesus thinks. And that, of course, takes the power of the Holy Spirit. In other words, what I'm saying is, repentance comes by God giving you the power to repent. And when you repent, what you have done is you have changed your pattern of thinking for Jesus' pattern of thinking. See, it's just repentance just means changing direction, you're turning around, those kinds of things, which means that repentance is not feeling awful about your life and then not knowing what to do about it. That's not repentance. That's feeling bad, but it's not repentance. Repentance is not New Year's resolutions. You can make them if you want. I make New Year's resolutions. I make the same one every year. That's to keep all my bodily organs in the same place at all times. That's my New Year's resolution. But that's not repentance. Doing something wrong and saying, I'm sorry, I won't do that again, that is not repentance. That is apology. God punishing you because you're a bad person, that is not repentance. In fact, God doesn't do that. Punishment already went on to Jesus. You will have to, of course, deal with the consequences of your choices, but it's not punishment from God. Repentance is changing your mind under the power of the Spirit so that you have the thought patterns that Jesus has. And that's what we want. We are on the path to be transformed, to be like Jesus. That's what it is to follow Jesus. When you follow Jesus, you're thinking like Jesus. You're seeing what Jesus sees. You believe what Jesus believes. All these things have to do with repentance. And that's what it is. And the key is always that you change your pattern of thinking to Jesus' pattern of thinking. And it takes the power of the Spirit to do it. Okay, that's repentance. So let me give you some ingredients. First of all, it is being in the position to receive the revelation of God. And that's what we do here. That's what we're doing right now. That's what you can do every day. That's what God calls us to, is to being in the position to receive the revelation of God. By the way, here's an aside, completely for free. Submission means being in the position to receive. And when you submit to God, you are simply in the position to receive from God. You're not God's doormat or anyone else's doormat. You are just receiving. Submitting is receiving. When you receive the revelation of God, you have begun the process of repentance. And the process of repentance is then, the next step is to respond to the revelation of God. And responding would be receiving it and then acting on it. Doing whatever it is that's called to do, which could be a very small matter or a very large matter. It doesn't really change anything. You've repented if you've done that. Now, if you're getting the idea that repentance is something that goes on all the time, then I'm succeeding in this sermon today, because repentance is something that goes on continually. We are continually changing our thought pattern to the thought pattern of Jesus as the Spirit of God gives that to us. That's what it is to be a Christian. It's to follow Jesus like that. And so it is changing our minds. Another way of saying it is this. The question that is we're answering is, what is Jesus thinking about this? Whatever's in front of us, what is Jesus thinking about it? And repentance never ends with the question, well, what am I thinking about it? What's my preference here? What do I think should happen? What's my opinion? It's important to know that. But then it's important to know also, where do I need to change that line of thinking so that it is in fact the same line of thinking Jesus has? That's repentance. Now that's hard to do because, I don't know about you, but I like my line of thinking. It's the line of thinking I have. It says something about me, something I usually like. And to change my line of thinking is something I usually just don't want to do on my own power. Except for the touch of the love of God. That gives me the power, the desire to change my line of thinking. No matter how dearly I've held my line of thinking, no matter how much I've argued about my line of thinking, no matter how much I've defended my line of thinking, no matter how much I can prove my line of thinking is right, once I'm touched by the love of God in that area, I have the capacity and the desire and the ability to change my line of thinking, to be conformed and like the line of thinking Jesus has. And that's where we're headed for anyway. And I can do that all the time. You and I can all the time, at this moment, later today, tonight, tomorrow morning, continually be changing our line of thinking to be like the line of thinking that Jesus has. Here's a couple of examples. Last week we looked at hunger. So what we want to get at is, Jesus, what are you thinking about hunger? But we want to get more specific, because what we want is to have our line of thinking conform and be like the line of thinking Jesus has. So maybe someday you encounter a hungry person, or you're working up at the food pantry, or whatever it might be. You just encounter somebody who's hungry. Maybe they're standing outside of the grocery store begging for food, or you see them somewhere else. And that sticks with you. You see a hungry person and you feel a certain way. You have a certain response, whatever it is. Either, I wish they could give more to that person. How did this happen? Why does that person get a job? Whatever your response is. I want to suggest that the very next thing to do is to pray, Jesus, What are you wanting me to think about this? And what do you want me to do about this? What are you thinking about this? And what do you want me to do about this? That's following Jesus. That's repentance. That is inviting the Holy Spirit to come and change our pattern of thinking into the pattern of thinking of Jesus. But let me give you another example, because we also talked about race. And the general question is, Jesus, what are you thinking about race? Now, I say that's a general question because I can talk myself into anything that I think Jesus is thinking about race. Jesus, what's Jesus thinking about race? Oh, obviously something that agrees with me. Well, to get specific is how we get into repentance, which is how we get into the renewal of our minds so that it becomes along the pattern of Jesus. And so, let's say that somewhere we come across an incident that is racially motivated. And maybe you see it in person, maybe you see it on TV, maybe you read